the regime forces that are still on the eastern side of the country around Brega, for example, I think are not particularly much use to the regime in that they're unable to pose a threat to Benghazi because NATO, for example, has reportedly attacked the Brega area on 12 of the last 14 days. So I think Benghazi is safe even if the regime builds up its forces in Brega. While those forces are in the east fixed there, the rebels behind them, to the west of them, are advancing on Tripoli. So those regime forces in the east of the country do appear to be a little redundant in a strategic sense. If we think back to a couple of months when Benghazi was under threat, then we moved to a position where Benghazi was safe, and people perhaps were thinking that the best that would happen would be there would be a division of the country and a sort of east-west split, with the rebels having the east and Gaddafi controlling the west. But we've gone past that point, and the rebels are advancing from what was the besieged city of Misrata on the coast, but also in the Berber mountains to the south and also to the west of Tripoli. So actually, there hasn't been a stalemate in Libya, although it may appear that the NATO air campaign has gone on for some time.